Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
When you allow God to have his way in your life, he will do miraculous things. Today's message is, what must I do to be born again? And I want to talk about this because we know that the church is very familiar with the phrase being born again. And God placed this in my spirit to just teach on this and just talk about being born again. I know in the 80s there was a big movement where you heard a lot about churches talking about being born again and how it's important to be born again. But if you ask people today how many people are Christian, you get a lot of people to raise their hands. But then if you ask them, are you born again? People hold their hand back, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm born again. But we don't understand that if we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there's a process that we must be aware of as Christians and as men and women of God. And the reason why we must be aware of this process is because God is trying to get us to a place so that we become what you call real believers. And what I mean by real believers, those that can operate in the fullness of the Word of God.
Amen.
Last week, I talked to everybody about how there's so much going on in society where the church wants to imitate the things of God, but we don't have the full anointing of the Word of God. And what I want to talk to everyone about today is to get you to understand, I thank God that you were able to testify about his goodness. I thank God that you're able to share about how you got a new car or you got a new job. But the one thing I want you to get in your spirit is, are you born again?
Amen.
And if you get that in your spirit, then you're going to understand that. Just like last week's message when I was talking about how the priests began to try to do what Paul was doing, how the priests began to try to demonstrate the full power of the Word of God. And when they tried it, they couldn't do it because they didn't really believe fully in the Word of God. And so I want to talk about that today, about what must I do to be born again. The first time Nicodemus was mentioned, he is identified as a Pharisee who comes to see Jesus at night. And I'm going to talk about a man by the name of Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews, and he was a teacher of the Word of God. He not only was a teacher, but he knew the Word. And in this particular scripture that I'm going to go into, before I set it up, I'm going to first have those that have their word with them. I'm going to take it to Matthew 21, 12 and 13. I want to set up the scenario that took place before Nicodemus went to see Jesus. I want to let you see what was going on in the church of God. It says here in the Word of God, it says in Matthew 21, 12 and 13, it says, Jesus entered into the temple and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. This word says that Jesus went into the temple and he began to cast out everyone that was selling and buying in the temple. And he overthrew the tables of the money changers. It says in the next verse, it says, and he set seats them that was sold of doves. It was saying here that they were sold doves. And it says, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall not be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Jesus was talking to the church. He went into the temple and he was upset because in the church they were selling and buying in the church. When Jesus went into the temple, he seen that he related to as a den of thieves. So he basically said that in this place, it's not a place of worship. It's not a house of prayer, but yet it's a den of thieves. Now, this is what's going on here. This is what Jesus seen. And last week, what I shared with the church, I showed you how in the church body, how there were men and women trying to demonstrate the power of God, but not having the full anointing in their life. And I want to go into this because I want you to see that God is trying to bring us as a people, not as this place, but everywhere. He's trying to bring us to a place where we understand what it means to truly be sanctified and truly be born again, because we need to understand that with that understanding comes authority. And the authority that I'm going to talk about is how you have the ability to overcome the enemy. So Jesus went into the temple and he was upset. So that's the scenario. Now Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And so he decided, I want to go see this Jesus, because the scenario went like this. Jesus already went to the temple and messed it all up. So when he left, guess what? The priests and those that were in the church were upset with Jesus. But they knew of the things that he done and that he performed in the word of God. So let's go here. I want you to turn to John 1. I'm going to do the third chapter, 1 through 21. I want you to bear with me because we're going to go some here. Yeah, John 3rd chapter, 1 through 21. And this is what it says here. It says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God. Amen? And it says here, no one could do these signs that you do unless God is with them. See, so Nicodemus came to Jesus at night to go talk to Jesus because he was doing great signs and wonders. And so he didn't go in the middle of the day. He went in the nighttime because he knew that Jesus already tore up the temple. So people were upset with Jesus. They weren't happy with him. So Nicodemus snuck up and he went to see Jesus. And he said, I see you do these signs of wonder. And he said, you have to be from God because no one else can do these things. And Jesus answered him and said this. He says right here, after he came to him and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God. For no one can do these things and signs that you do unless God is with him. Now, I wanted to make that point clear. No one can do this unless God is with him. Amen? So it says here, Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot do what? See the kingdom of God. Someone say, see?
See.
The kingdom of God. Now, the reason why God has brought me to this message today is because we get caught up in all kind of form and fashion. We go into all kind of denominations. But Jesus said to Nicodemus when he came to him by night, he said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they've been born again.
Amen.
See, now, I'm going to, as we break this down, see, you see, they were already teaching the word of God. They were already teaching the laws of Moses. But Jesus came in and he said, this church is not identified with my will. It doesn't even represent the kingdom of God. So now Nicodemus was curious. He said, man, I've been studying the word of God. I know all the rules. I know what the Ten Commandments say. But he left at night and he began to creep over to Jesus and he said, I need to know what you have, because what you have is something powerful. What you have is unusual. So he went over to him and he asked Jesus, what is it that is doing what you're doing? How are you getting this kind of powerful anointing? How are you operating with these kind of gifts? And Jesus said, a man cannot see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. And we're going to start right there. You can't even see the kingdom of heaven unless you get born again. Then Jesus said to him, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? It says, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, truly I say unto you, unless a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, there's something he said, you have to be born of water and of spirit. Now, a lot of us don't even realize how many of us have been baptized recently. When you receive Christ in your life, when it says you need to, what you have to also be born of water and spirit, what does baptism represent? It represents a burial. You got to be dunked in, and when you go under, you're coming up new. When you see, it symbolizes life, new life. So Jesus said, unless you've been born again, you cannot see or enter the kingdom of heaven. So right there, we now understand one thing, that the church, all of us have to get this in our spirit. It's nice to know a lot about the word of God, but are you born again? Are you truly born again? The movement that was happening in the 80s was powerful. Everywhere you went, churches were talking about being born again. Now you can barely hear it. You barely hear anyone mention it. But Jesus said, this is what Jesus said. It wasn't what I said. And the reason why this is important is because it's time for us to understand how we going to help change lives.
Amen.
How are you going to help change someone's life if you don't operate in the fullness of the word of God?
Praise God.
You have to first believe that you need to be born again. And I thank God because in the scripture, when Jesus said, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And he said, do not marvel that I said to you. He said, you must be born again. Somebody said, you must be born again.
Again.
And if you go down to the 8th verse, it says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, and you do not know where it comes from or where it goeth. This is Jesus speaking. He's saying, you know, you don't question the wind, but you know that it comes and that it's blowing. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. It's right. And what the world wants you to believe is this, is that everything you see is real.
Amen.
And the things you don't see is not real. But don't you know the sicknesses that you get in your body, you don't see it, do you? But you can feel it. Is that right? When you get sick, when you get a cold, you don't know where that germ came from or where that sickness came from, but it affects you. This is the same thing with the Holy Ghost, that you might not see it, but there's a power, there's authority that's with the Holy Ghost. So Jesus said, listen, you can't even come into the kingdom of heaven in your own self, not in your flesh, not in your fleshly thinking. And why is this important? Because God wants us to see that the things that we're going through in this life, he'll help you. He'll give you strength to overcome. He's with you. But the main thing is that we must be born again.
Must be.
There's no questions asked. And the reason why this is important is because it's time to stop preaching about religion and start understanding that we're not to be running around being diplomatic or running around being activists, but what we're supposed to be is born again. That means that the things that you're going through, if you trust in the word of God and you said, Lord, I receive you into my life, but not only that, I want to be born again.
Yes.
We go before the cross and we say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. That's not enough. It's not enough. Jesus said, now that you have done this, now you got to ask if you can be born again. And so Nicodemus was confused. He said, how can I be born again? Do I go into my mother's womb the second time? He said, no. Same with you and I. We can't be born again thinking we can do it on our own. We have to confess unto God, and we got to say to him, Lord, I want to be born again. I want to be dunked down into the water and baptized and come up a new person. There's no alcohol, no drug that can do this for you. There's nothing that can reach the soul of a man like the Word of God. And this is why the world is suffering today, because the world teaches you to seek after wealth and all these things. Not that it's wrong, but I want you to know, church, that your redemption is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Your strength is in Christ Jesus. And that's what's going to get you through the hard times. Yes. Because you can medicate yourself daily, but guess what? That medication is not going to free you. So Jesus is saying, take your old self, take your old way of believing, and go back to the water. Amen. Go back to the water. Allow yourself to be buried, the flesh to be buried, so that he can live in you. So it says here in the 11th verse, it said, truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to. It says what we know and what we bear witness to. That's what Jesus is saying. And it says here, but you do not receive our testimony. Jesus says, you're seeing what is going on. You've seen me do great works. He's talking to Nicodemus. He said, you've seen the works I've done, but you don't believe in the testimony. He said, you can't see the wind. You can't see that that is blowing, but you can feel the results of it. And this is what God is saying to the church today, all throughout the country. We have to change. Like the testimonies that went before us, it was talking about through love and kindness, loving one another, loving your neighbor. But after you love somebody, you have to be born again. You see what I'm saying? Now, a lot of us don't understand really what was going on with Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a man of the Word of God. So he was already teaching. He was teaching. And Jesus was marveled that he was teaching, and he didn't even know about the Holy Ghost. It says in the 9th verse, I'm going to back up for a minute. It said, Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him. He said this. He said, you are the teachers of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things. You see what I mean? Jesus said to him, you're a teacher, and you don't understand these things. Church, it's not about denomination. I say this all the time. It's about understanding, are you born again? It's about understanding, have you received salvation? Now that you receive salvation, you need to be born again. And let's go to that part so we get ready to end the word today. I hope you're enjoying the word today. Praise God. Amen. Give God some praise. It says here in the 12th verse, it says, if I have told you earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? You see? If I tell you all these things and you still don't believe, you've seen the works that I've done and you still don't believe. I want you to go down to John 3, 16 and 18. And I'm not going to be with you too much longer. It says in John 3, 16, everyone heard this. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is his word to the church. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is the foundation to the word of God. You can preach and preach and teach and teach. You can try to evangelize and tell people about the goodness of Christ, but unless you believe, unless you receive it into your heart, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the reason why I wanted to talk about the scripture is this is Jesus talking. I'm not talking about the Pope. I'm not talking about T.D. Jakes. I'm not talking about the bishop at another church. I'm telling you what Jesus said. Someone said, this is what Jesus said.
Jesus said.
And Christians all over the world are supposed to know the word of God. And right here it says that Nicodemus knew the word of God, but he was messing up the church.
Amen.
Nicodemus at church, and when we talk about what they were doing at church, they were buying and selling. You know what they were selling? They were selling sacrifices. And what I mean by selling sacrifices, they were selling doves, goats, and lambs, sheep to offer up for a sacrifice. And they were doing this because what a sacrifice meant was that you had to go and get it. You had to do the work. You know what I'm saying? You had to grow and make sure that that sheep was white as snow. And you had to offer your best. And what the church was doing, they were telling people, listen, if you come to our church, you don't even have to, you don't have to even take care of the sheep. You don't even have to put your blood and sweat into raising that sheep. What you can do is just show up at church, and as long as you got $5, give me the $5, and there you go. There's your sacrifice. This is what they were doing in the church of God. And Jesus seen this and he was upset because he said, this is a den of thieves. Because Jesus seen that the church was not teaching you how to change, was not teaching you how to live right, was not teaching you how to be committed to the word of God. Instead, the church was telling you, just come like you are and do what you're doing when you go home. And when you come to church, don't even give your first fruit. Don't even give your offering. Don't even give your tithes. We that take hold of the gospel plow, those that are preaching the word of God and not, don't have it truly in their heart, the sacrifice that you have to bring to God is yourself. The sacrifice that you have is yourself. See, because God knows if you're real. God knows your heart. Somebody always say, God knows my heart. I tell you right now, he does know your heart. He knows if it's clean or if it's filthy. You can't go to God and play games with him. He is saying to you, you are the church. Each, every one of us are the church. See, so we can't put down the church. You're the church. So how does the world see the light of Christ if they see you giving a sacrifice? I thank God each and every one of you, even the musician. I was saying all my life, you know, I never came to the church and tried to build a church for what I give as an offering. When I come into the church, even if I can sing, I don't go to the church and say, oh, make sure they pay me before I walk in the door. When I go into the house of God, I come to give my gift to him and my sacrifice so others may receive from me. This is what God is saying to the church today. If you want a full anointing, don't you know that God is going to bring in blessings? When praises go up, blessings come down. We always sing that song, when praises go up, blessings come down. See, we'll sing that song, but we don't understand that the sacrifice has to be made. Church, your sacrifice. Don't come into the church of God trying to make profit, but come into the church to give your sacrifice. Somebody say, to give your sacrifice. And the reason why I'm saying this is this, because God is going to bless you for your gift. He's going to bless you for your sacrifice, but he wants to know, are you going to come and bring it? Are you going to come to him? And the main sacrifice that you can come to God with is what? Your heart. So when Nicodemus seen how Jesus tore the temple down, he snuck to him at night and said, I need to ask you something. I've been hanging out with all my priestly brothers. I've been hanging out with all my friends of prayer. And I've been talking to them. But now I want to go to you and find out the truth. And when he went to Jesus, Jesus said, depart from me because you're not born again. Depart from me. All your work is iniquity. Church, everything that we do is vain. If it's not giving God the sacrifice in your heart and your life. Now, when you give God your heart and your life, guess what? That profit that you want to make, God is going to bless it. That business that God has given you, he's going to bless it. Your health and your strength, instead of always going to the doctors only could do so much. We're blessed that we have doctors. But guess what? God gives the increase. God created you. He made you and I. He knows all about your sickness. He knows about your mind, how you're suffering, where you're trying to get sleep at night and you're going to a doctor. But if you go to Christ, he's always there to answer your prayer and give you strength.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the Word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7, 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.